Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap, this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. Starting off, Ian Fryer, General Manager at Chant West, identifies a serious concern for our retirees who are missing out on vital financial advice. He urges superannuation funds to focus on the missing middle, retirees that need more than basic guidance but can't afford current advisory services, which can cost up to $5,000. Fryer suggests an online digital solution to this problem. Super funds like Australian Retirement Trust and Telstra Super stand out, offering innovative, low-cost advisories. As Fryer sees it, a wider acceptance of digital solutions could make financial advice more accessible, ensuring retirees aren't shortchanged. Turning our spotlight onto education, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled a proposal to reduce student debt by 20% if re-elected. The aim is to ease the financial burden on graduates. But the Greens, not to be outdone, are suggesting even bigger changes, including a full cancellation of student debt and free university and TAFE education, a move that could potentially cost over $120 billion in the next decade. Critics worry about the economic impact on taxpayers and public funds. Supporters, however, see it as a chance to boost consumer spending and economic growth, a subject to hotly follow as Australia ponders these major educational reforms. Meanwhile, in the insurance sector, a technological revolution is in the pipeline, hinging on artificial intelligence. A recent survey by Earnix reveals that over two-thirds of insurers aim to incorporate AI within the next 2 years. This significantly transformative move, despite its challenges, shows a resolute commitment from the industry. Especially noted is the area of regulatory compliance, interestingly, where a majority of European and Australian insurers intend to increase their spending. In other news involving superannuation, Mineral Resources Limited, or MinRes, is under the watchful eye of HESTA, one of the leading super funds. This follows governance difficulties, including leadership changes with Chris Ellison, the founder and MD, stepping down. HESTA's CEO, Debbie Blakey, has voiced concerns over MinRes's succession planning, leading to an escalated engagement protocol. This move sends a strong message to MinRes: swiftly address these concerns, or risk losing investor confidence and market standing. That's the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for today. Stay informed and stay ahead with Financial Services Online at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, grace and peace to you all.